This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there, you're listening to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tuinareo o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and I'm so happy to be back here, my first show of 2026. Thank you, Vanessa, for stepping in. I also got incredibly sick for a number of weeks. You may hear in my voice that I'm still recovering, but excuse me if I cough or clear my lungs during this episode, but I'm really glad to be back. Today, I want to share a little bit about executive functioning. Have you heard about executive functioning? Do you know what it is? And most importantly, how it affects neurodivergent individuals. And if we have time, we're going to talk about some possible solutions, at least a few handful of hacks and practical things to try if you feel you're affected by challenges in executive functioning. Okay, stick around for that. But first, a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoro and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupo, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, you won't miss out on Progress to Health's details. I'll play their ad again at the end of the show. So stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. Okay, executive functioning. So to fight stigma, we must first understand that executive functioning or executive function is not a measure of intelligence or willpower. It is a complex biological system of air traffic control in the brain. For neurodivergent individuals, this system is wired differently, leading to what is often mislabeled as laziness. Now, what are executive functions? Do you know what it means? The consensus is, in neuropsychology, identifies three core pillars of executive function that allow us to manage ourselves and our resources to achieve goals. Number one, our working memory, the ability to hold information in your mental scratchpad or notepad while using it, like, for example, remembering a phone number while you look for a pen. Two, cognitive flexibility, which is the mental gear shifting that allows us to transition between tasks, change your mind when new information arrives or see a problem from a different perspective. And 3, inhibitory control, the ability to resist impulses, filter out distractions, and regulate emotional responses. So for me, for example, I find number 3 potentially the most difficult for me is to control my ability to focus in one task without distraction. I find with my ADHD, I have complex ADHD. So I have the hyper-focus, you know, in the subjects and topics and things that I'm really passionate about at the time. So I can literally go into deep dive rabbit holes about things I'm passionate about, and I'm so excited and motivated. At the same time, all the things that I'm not interested, I do have the my ability to focus is very, very limited. If I'm not interested in a task, like if it's a boring thing, like just type something for work on a computer, it's very hard for me to focus on that one task alone. And so distractions are a massive issue for me. So how executive function affects neurodivergent individuals like myself and potentially you, listener? For those with ADHD, autism, dyslexia, or other neurodivergent traits, executive dysfunction isn't just forgetfulness. It is a pervasive difference in how the brain processes priority and action. The interest-based nervous system. Research shows that while neurotypical brains can be motivated by importance, for example, this bill is due today. For neurodivergent brains, particularly those with ADHD, often respond primarily to interest, such as novelty, challenge, and urgency, rather than importance. So what is the impact of that? A task can be life-altheringly important, but if the brain isn't producing enough dopamine to bridge the gap between knowing and doing. And remember, we talk about dopamine is that feel-good chemical that is released in our brain. So we need the dopamine to bridge the gap between knowing and doing. The individual might remain stuck in a state of task paralysis. So time blindness. Evidence suggests that many neurodivergent people experience time differently, a phenomenon known as chronemic differences. Chronemic differences. The impact? They may struggle to feel the passage of time, making it difficult to estimate how long a task will take, or causing them to lose track of hours while in a state of hyper-focus. You know, when it's a topic that you're highly passionate about, you just hyper-focus and completely forget about the world. Transitioning friction. For autistic individuals, cognitive flexibility often involves a high cost for shifting attention. What is the possible impact of that? Moving from one activity to another can feel like a physical jolt to the system. This leads to a need for rigid routines, not out of stubbornness, but as a way to manage the exhaustion of constant mental gear shifting. And we talked about neurodivergent burnout here before, and you know, the having to constant actively work on your brain to get things done like a neurotypical person would costs us a lot more energy, and it's constant, it never stops. No wonder a lot of us have to deal with burnout. But that's a topic for another time. There is also emotional dysregulation, which is huge for a lot of us neurodivergent folks dealing with constant challenges. So emotional dysregulation, inhibitory control isn't just about stopping a physical action. It's about the brain's ability to turn down the volume of intense emotions. What is the impact on us? A small setback that a neurotypical person might brush off can feel like a catastrophe to someone with executive function challenges because their brain lacks the internal braking system to slow down the emotional response. So for a lot of us, it's just something we can't control. The emotional response is huge and intense, and it affects us hugely. And we talked about RSD, which is basically, so RSD stands for rejection sensitivity dysphoria. And we mentioned here before, but it is the term that applies to neurodivergent individuals when having this emotional dysregulated response to a lot of things that neurotypical individuals wouldn't. I'm going to have that as a topic on its own in the coming weeks. So I won't go into details on RSD yet. So I'll just give up some examples of the evidence-based reality versus the stigmatized ideas that it's out there, just for some examples, so you start thinking about executive functioning differently. So the common stigma label of lazy usually means, for neurodivergent folks, that task initiation, the brain's starter motor, isn't engaging due to low dopamine levels. The label that someone is unreliable, but the reality is the working memory, the mental notepad, it's small and causing instructions or deadlines to drop out of active thought. So it's that whole idea that if it's out of sight, it's out of mind for a lot of us neurodivergent folks. So that's why we need lots of sticky notes for reminders, all those alarms. It's not that we are not wanting to finish that task. It's literally just if it's not right in front of us, we literally don't have the space to remember that. The label of being dramatic, the reality, the emotional inhibition, the prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain, is struggling to regulate the intensity of the limbic system signals, which is another part of your brain. And the label that you're just rigid, because we just try to get things to do in a certain way because we know that that's what works. The reality is the cognitive inflexibility is the mental energy required to change plans is significantly higher than average, higher than a neurotypical person. My husband tends to pick up a lot on that with me. There are certain things that I'm really, really intense about. It needs to be done a certain way. And it's not that I want to be rigid. It's not that I want to be difficult. But by changing how certain things are done, it literally makes my life feels like it's the end of the world. The energy that takes to change the way we do certain things for me, it feels like, you know, it's the end of the world. And, you know, with my neurodiversity, my ADHD, my long COVID, chronic fatigue, the energy that I have to spare is very little. The number of spoons I have is very little. I just want to end this part of today's show by sharing a key takeaway, that executive dysfunction is a disability of performance, not a lack of knowledge. The person knows what to do. Their brain simply struggles with the how and when of doing it. So for the next little bit of today's show, I want to read from something that came in my inbox from one of my favorite websites for information on ADHD and neurodiversity. It's called Attitude Magazine. So it's ADDITUDE. And the website is www.ADDITUDEMAG.com. There are so many resources there. The newsletter is great if you sign up for it. But today's article is called 5 Powerful Brain Hacks for Focus and Productivity. So focus and productivity are part of normal functioning executive functions. So if you're neurodivergent, you are very likely someone that has find challenging to focus and to maintain productivity. So I'll just read this article. Imagine you... Oh, so the writer is Alan P. Brown. Imagine you are a computer hacker, infiltrating a complex system and changing the code for advantage or gain. But the system is your neurodivergent ADHD brain, and the switches you throw will optimize your productivity, hone your focus, and fend off exhaustion. Sounds complicated? It's not, with these 5 straightforward strategies. 1. Adhere to DWYDN. Next time you begin work on an intensive task, start by declaring, "This is what I'm doing now," out loud. In doing so, you build a fence around the task to keep out potential distractions. This will prevent you from jumping out of a task to pick up another task that seems easier or more interesting, and never returning to the original to-do item. 2. Achieve meaningful calm with PP478. Pause and plan with the 478 is a yoga breathing technique that helps you recover from feelings of stressful overwhelm. Breathe in deeply through your nose for 4 counts. Hold your breath for 7 counts. Then slowly release your breath through your pursed lips for 8 counts. Repeat this ritual 3 times to achieve what's called heart rate variability. 3. Reignite your brain with venue change. When distracting boredom sets in, re-energize your brain and interrupt the pattern of your day by changing venues. If possible, physically get up and move to a different location when switching tasks. If you work in a tightly controlled physical environment, vary your workplace by changing the way you are positioned at your desk or working in a conference room for a couple of single tasking sessions. 4. Fuel your brain with protein. Too many adults with ADHD try to kickstart their productivity with sugary snacks and drinks that are almost pure glucose or sugar, which is not an efficient brain fuel. To avoid nasty sugar crashes, get your glucose from dried fruit. The delivery curve of that fuel is extended because of the glucose is still attached to its fiber. Add protein to your snack to stretch the energy further. In hack number 5, practice a recovery ritual. Your brain's not designed to operate at the same level all day long. It needs occasional recovery rituals. Simple things you can do at your desk includes practicing a mini meditation, 2 minutes or so, stretching for 60 seconds, which brings fresh oxygen to the brain, tidying up. When you reset your environment, you reset your mind and body, or taking a short walk. So this is the end of the 5 Powerful Brain Hacks for Focusing Productivity by Alan P. Brown from Attitude Magazine. But sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Now, I just want to end today's episode by sharing some really nice information I've got in my inbox from a website I really, really love. It's called Self Love Rainbow. So it's www.selfloverainbow.com. It's a beautiful, colorful, cute website full of information. for mental health and neurodivergent individuals. You can subscribe for their free newsletter. And this came at the end of the last newsletter I received. Your little self-care assignment, and it's to do with executive dysfunction. Let's swap pressure for permission. Try one or all of these brain-friendly strategies to work with executive dysfunction instead of fighting it. One, start with pre-starting. Don't do the thing. Just move closer to doing the thing. Open the document. Sit at the desk. That's enough. Two, do the five-minute version. Can't clean the kitchen? Wipe the counter. Can't reply to emails? Answer one. Progress counts, not perfection, and sometimes ignites the motivation. Three, talk to yourself like you are a cute puppy. Use the kindest, gentlest voice. You're doing your best. Four, externalize the task. Use sticky notes, visual checklists, alarms, or body doubling. You don't have to do it all in your head. And five, celebrate everyone. And I mean everyone. Brush your teeth? Amazing. Reply to a message? High five. Nothing is too small to be proud of. Now, to end with a quote from the same newsletter from Self Rainbow Love. You're not lazy. You are a human being with a beautifully complex brain that sometimes need extra support to do the things. That doesn't make you less than. That doesn't make you broken. It makes you someone who deserves compassion, understanding, and strategies that actually work for your brain. That's all we have time today. But for now, take care, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma Show right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hand. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.